This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 2nd. Please excuse the background noise. I'm at an airport right now. But the main comment I want to have about the market, other than it's having these wild gyrations, is there's a lot of interesting economic news coming out. The Atlanta Fed late yesterday revised their fourth quarter GDP estimate up to 9.7%. Previously it was 8.6%, so that's stunning. That's an anticipation of just incredible consumer spending. We've already had stunning manufacturing numbers come out. So that's a big deal. That's an incredible economic reacceleration. The Fed's Beige Book survey also came out yesterday. Now that's in preparation for their FOMC meetings. And they're pretty much just talking about their supply glitches and all the price problems, and everybody's got to raise their prices and the labor shortages. So the Fed is definitely getting ready to abandon its unemployment mandate. In fact, we had new claims for unemployment are running at the lowest rate in 52 years. And in fact, continuing claims just fell below 2 million. So the Fed's getting ready to abandon its unemployment mandate, and that'll be confirmed with Friday's payroll report too, by the way. And they're getting ready to gear up to fight inflation, because our Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, is a consensus builder, and everybody's yelling at him about inflation, not only all the members of Congress, but apparently within the Fed itself. And even though the Fed's going to be raising short-term rates next year, believe it or not, the 10-year Treasury is at 1.45% as I speak to you. So that's incredible. In fact, it was at 1.4 this morning. So we have the foundations of a very, very good market. Now, our friends at Bespoke have been documenting when markets go through these gyrations, what happens when it's all said and done. And markets usually are very, very positive. So they're kind of basically ringing out anybody that's nervous or doesn't want to handle risk. But with this interest rate environment we're at, the 10-year at 1.45, money's going to keep pouring in the market, just seeking dividend yields. It's as simple as that. So the only problem the market has is seasonality, okay? That's it. Now, as far as this Omicron variant, you know, we have two cases in America, one in Minnesota and one in California. I'm sure they'll find another one or two. But, you know, no one's hospitalized. You know, the virus is more contagious, but then you don't get as sick. That's how viruses are. And then eventually we'll have COVID 20, 21, and you know, COVID comes back every few years. So I don't think we need to worry. I think the markets have grossly overreacted, and so we get to go bargain hunting. Now, based on my experience, I still think the last week of December is going to be good, but we got a lot of important economic news coming out. So we're going to have the payroll tomorrow, Friday. Next week, we should get retail sales. And we'll see what that does to the market. But I'm very positive here, folks. And by the way, inflation is going to start to moderate just because oil prices are moderating. But they remain elevated, and they tend to go up in the spring. So we'll see how long this oil price relief lasts. And then natural gas is all tied to the weather. So if we have a cold winter, natural gas prices will remain very firm. So fascinating to watch what's happening and unfolding. But thank goodness we have stocks with great sales and earnings, and we can wait for those earnings to come out and dropkick and drive the stocks higher. And for those of you that believe in fundamentals, I just want you to have staying power, because there's nowhere to go in all candor. So anyway, that's my message for today. Enjoy the holidays, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. Take care.